This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
I knew you'd come back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. I want you part of the solution. And the only way that happens is, we all know it, right? The only way that happens, you get involved. You get involved, you get informed, you get engaged. That's really the simplest way to do it. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and you know what? Your unloved ones about it, too. I always appreciate the time. When they tune in. Look, I have been telling you guys for a long time. Some of you thought I was nuts. That this was going to be a fight. We are in a war. Now, whether you believe it's a spiritual battle, a battle against good and evil, a battle against ideologies and or moralities, if you would, that's still a battle. What are you willing to give up for that battle? I've been through this before. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to risk? If nothing else, if you don't want to get out there in front of people or push back at a protest or any of that kind of stuff, what do you do with your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews? If you're younger, what are you doing with your kids? What are you teaching them? What are you telling them? What are you showing them? Very proud of my brother. One of my younger brothers. Who was telling me that he was having a conversation with his daughter. It was a lot of times he just lets it go because, and I agree with him to a point, you know. How many fights do you want to have? Right? But you look at it, I mean, he just looked at her at one point in time and finally said, there's nothing free. Where do you think it comes from? Where does the money come from to pay for your college education? And all you lefties out there that I know troll the show, which I'm okay with, a lot of you out there that are looking and listening, and you believe in all this, social justice stuff, if you would, will you take a cut in pay? Will you take no pay? How do you make college free? how do you make college free, I should say, if you're not willing to take a cut in pay? I'm just asking. All these college professors pounding the pavement, right, and saying, hey, you guys should get a free education. There's no reason why you should be paying this kind of money. I mean, the whole thing. I think this is all hilarious. All right, great. I agree with you. The kids, young people, they should get a free education. I'm on board. Where are all the professors willing to give this education for free? Are they around? Right? I'm just asking. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And with everything that's going on, you really do have to pay attention to what's happening. So you don't get I'm thinking of the scandal. But you don't get caught up in all of this. And we need to challenge. Seriously. Don't let these elected... Dude, I've saying this before. They're no smarter than you are. Why do you give them so much credit? Why do you give, what is it, the celebrity so much credit? I don't want to call him a star. They come out and say stuff like, what are they, gods? Because they have money? So does that mean that anybody who has money is smarter than everybody else? There's people who follow the money all the time. They happen to be in the right place at the right time. Right? Don't do that. Don't fall into that garbage. Many pollsters now are saying that Biden's election victory now, keep it. Let's keep this in line with reality here. Pollsters, remember, I use the word pollsters. Pollsters say Biden's election victory is not statistically impossible, but truly statistically implausible. You know, when you look at everything that took place, what went down, this could never have happened. Never. I guess the real story here is if you look at the results, you see how Donald Trump improved his national performance, they said, from 2016 by almost 20%. So all those people who supposedly hated him, didn't like him, would never vote for him again, voted for him in higher numbers. People who were never Trumpers, and we know some ourselves that were on the show, voted for him. No incumbent president has ever lost a re-election bid if he's increased his votes by any percentage. Obama lost 3.5 million votes on his second election from his first. He got 3.5 million less votes the second time, and he won comfortably. How does any of this make sense? So Donald Trump increased his votes by 20%. How could he lose? Right? He did even better than 4 years earlier with the white working class. He held his own with women and suburban voters against all of the polling expectations, again, that were wrong. We'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about some of this breakdown when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me and that you're involved in, that you're engaged. Right? And you need to be engaged. You need to be informed. It's really the only, I mean, seriously, it's the only way it really works. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was telling you about the pollsters. And we already know they're going to run. They're doing the same thing in Georgia right now, too, if you watch and pay attention. You need to call your friends in Georgia. You need to, if you look at what's happening right now, you're seeing that there are being calls made on behalf of Democrats from all over the country to Georgia, and they're faking that they're actually from Georgia, and they're calling from Georgia. You have a pastor, a preacher, a reverend. Really sad. You have a reverend that's running for office there that believes in partial birth and post-birth abortion. How? And some of the southern, now I'm not saying they're stupid people, so don't go there. My love is from Georgia. But for them to sit there, you know, and they must think you're idiots. We're back to this again. When the left is calling you with a fake southern accent from L.A., and we've seen it. We've seen the videos where they're making those calls. And then they're mocking my God. Mocking your God if you're from Georgia. But I'm sorry to call you on the Lord's Day. I didn't mean to bother you, but I want to make sure you know. I mean, I'm listening to this call. And here's this heathen. One who probably blasphemes God. And here he is playing on somebody. Seriously. Not cool. Not good. Not cool. And they consider you idiots. They must. If they're calling you like this, they must. 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, if you head over to the website, there's plenty there you can learn about the show. So we're talking about Donald Trump, how he increased his vote count by 20%. All right? No president has increased his vote count and lost. None. Obama lost 3.5 million votes from the first time he ran. President Trump held his own with the, you know, us fat old white society, using their words to a degree. He held his own with women, suburban voters against all of the polling experts. Every one of the polling things that he wouldn't win with women. He did well with Catholics. Proved his vote among the Jewish voters. He had the best minority performance for a Republican since Richard Nixon in 1960. Okay? He doubled his vote with the African American and Hispanic communities. The president's performance was so good among a variety of demographics that if you polled 100 independent, well-informed voters in a room, 99 of them would say that the data suggests Trump would win the election. Right? Something wrong, something strange, something went sideways. And it wasn't the voters. Come on. Enough. There's an op-ed in a magazine called The Spectator. Dr. Bajam analyzes peculiarities from the election that lacked compelling explanations. When you saw, look at, I don't care where you are, who you are, where you are, who you were rooting for. But when you saw all those people in the rally, you saw all those people standing in the cold, standing in line for Joe Biden. I mean, for Donald Trump. And Joe Biden couldn't get like 5 people together. He couldn't get people to sit in their air-conditioned and or heated cars. Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5563. And when you look at the ballots that came in, this is why I keep telling my friends. Well, now some of them aren't my friends anymore. They're mad that I called them out. The late arrivals of the ballots, failure to match signatures on mail-in ballots. Right? Almost nil, almost no absentee ballot rejection rates. And then you're going to tell me it was all above board. Nothing to see here, go somewhere else. That's just craziness. I mean, big time craziness. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're sending and you're dealing and you're doing. I don't mind you sending me messages. Just don't get stupid or crazy. You know what I'm saying? Campus reform. I mean, you gotta head over there. No, really, you gotta head over there. They've got so many stories about what your kids are being taught in college, right? And some of the craziest stuff going on. I mean, think about something. Host Joy Reid. She got a journalism teaching gig. Listen to her. She couldn't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, stuck it in her hand, marked the truth, and told her it was in there. Jeff from New Mexico. You want to talk about God? I'm in.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I was responding to your comment. I heard you say, you know, about their and your God. And the one thing that keeps the abortion and the whole thing is, back at the Democratic Convention, they booed God. Who boos God? You know? I mean, honestly, yeah. That's like basically booing John Wayne. You know?
No, I mean, and did you see the look? Did you see that, or did you just hear about it? When they booed God. When they booed God.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, did you see the mayor?
I mean,
the look on the L.A. mayor's face when he was there. And he expected it to go a totally different way. And he looked dumbfounded when he heard all of that. Anyhow, but you're right.
I see the look on God's face.
Jeff, thanks for calling. Appreciate your time with me. Got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back in a minute. I would like to see the look on God's face with that, too.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making progress on a stimulus bill.
We made major headway toward hammering out a targeted pandemic relief package that would be able to pass both chambers with bipartisan majorities.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor there as he and other congressional leaders continue to try to hammer out a deal for a new round of coronavirus aid. The package currently on the table is a $900 billion bill that adds funding to the PPP program for small businesses, extends unemployment insurance with a $300 boost to jobless checks, and now includes another direct payment to most Americans, this one a $600 payment. Leadership is warning members that they may need to stay in Washington for the weekend to work on this legislation, as well as a bill to fund the federal government, which would shut down on Saturday without continuing funding. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
All right, everybody get happy. We're going to come out of this okay. We've been in worse shape, a lot of fight. But see, my fear is that a lot of people won't fight. They don't know how to fight. Well, I won't say they don't know how to fight. They don't want to fight. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Don't go away from the radio or away from your computer. Whatever it is you use to listen to the show, hang tight. Take a listen. But back to the fight. And the previous caller who was talking about, you know, the Democrats thinking God. You know, I had somebody get mad at me one night because I said they are a soulless, godless group. Anybody, can you refute that? I mean, come on, seriously. They took God out. I didn't. I didn't ask him to. And people booed. When, what was his name? Via Ragu. What's his name? The mayor from L.A. You know, you think about it, and he thought it was going to go a different direction. When the look on his face was priceless. You couldn't pay for that. When he realized that they were actually voting down God. No incumbent president ever lost. We're talking about the numbers. When you increase, now he increased 20%. Tell me about others that did the same thing. See, the American people don't want a politician anymore. Even the Democrat, rank and file Democrats didn't want the normal politician anymore. They dread people like Hillary Clinton. They dread people like Joe Biden, Joey B. That's why I say this election was stolen. I can't tell you how many Democrats said that they didn't vote for Joe Biden. They're not friendlies. They're people I know. And you look at the walk away movement, still growing even more. Matter of fact, this theft helped the walk away movement. And if you're not familiar with it, look it up. Got a whole bunch of young Democrats that are walking away, and older ones too, lifelong Democrats walking away from the party. Now see, when a Republican walks away from the Republican Party, in most cases, it's simply because they're spineless. Not soulless, not godless, they're spineless. We see that more and more. And it's getting nuts. It's getting worse, actually. How many Republicans? How many? Because you only need one hand, by the way. Have, you know, are really vehemently supporting President Trump? How many? How many are out there screaming his praises, screaming that this thing was a joke and it has been stolen? How many of them showed up at rallies? I'm asking. This is important. Because it tells us how many people are actually going to fight. Who is actually going to fight? Right? I don't know. It's something we've been talking about on the show for a long time. But the only way we're going to win this is with true people, with true spines, with God at the forefront. Now, if you're not a believer in God, you know what? This is not a show to browbeat you about God. I do. You know, when you listen to our founding fathers and you listen to the letters of old, the letters they wrote to each other, the public speeches they gave, when they were talking about how they knew that providence had to be on their side, that God had to be on their side, because they had just trampled the most powerful military on the planet. This brand new fledgling company, country with the people that didn't have the boots, the guns, the whatever it was they needed to win, they won. Because they knew what it meant. They knew what it meant to them if they lost. Whole different animal. And you got to give them a lot of credit. How many people do you know today will fight like that? Some of you know, because I've talked about it in the past, I do political consulting as well. And talking to a council person the other day for a city with a concern as to who's next. In 2 years, when they go to fill seats, some people will be retiring. Who's next? And we looked around and we talked and we discussed, and the common thread was, who has enough spine to fight? And every time we hit somebody we thought would be really good, we talked about past history when they don't have the spine. They won't fight. Where are these people? Where are your sons and daughters? Who are you encouraging to fight? Who has the guts to fight? Now, all you hear about is equity, 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 right? A university pays $12,750 for the author of White Fragility, because, you know, it's all the rage right now, to speak on campus, but pays a black speaker thousands less. Oh, my God. University of Wisconsin in Madison, they had a diversity forum, which was a virtual event. It was entitled The Pandemic Effect. It said the Pandemic Effect, and here's the subtitle, Exposing Racism and Inequities. Everything, remember what I said to you? Everything is about racism, therefore nothing is about racism. Everything is about racism, therefore racism is not a big deal. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. I've been listening now for 2 or 3 weeks. They're talking about black speakers are talking about how racism now is of no effect. I've been saying that for 10 years. The minute you start saying that you know, having Christmas lights up is racist. How? Oh, because some families, lower economic families. Right, they can't afford to put up Christmas lights. So what happens now? They don't get to see any Christmas lights? Is that what happens? They don't get to see any of the joy at Christmas because maybe they can't have any, or maybe they only have one string. Maybe their tree isn't 12 feet tall. Maybe we should go to the tree farms and tell them they can't grow any trees bigger than 3 feet, and they can't charge any more than $15 a piece for them. And if the other family can't afford it, then to take that $15, they'll spread it across the other tree. I mean, do you see how ridiculous this gets? I've been saying it for years, and it's true. I'm not a genius here. Everything that happens, little bites. Little bites. You don't take the elephant down all in one shot. Little bites. University of Wisconsin and Madison, their diversity forum, shame on them. They hosted White Fragility author Robin DiAngelo, right? And I'm still here. Black Dignity in the World Made for Whiteness. That author, Austin Channing Brown. Ironically, the event of exposing racism and inequities paid the black person less money. They're hypocrites. Right? Come on, think about it. They're hypocrites. They paid D'Angelo, a white person, thousands more than they paid the black counterpart because of the title. D'Angelo is best known for her best-selling book, White Fragility. Why is it so hard for white people to talk about racism? I talk about it all the time. I don't have a problem talking about it. What she does, she doesn't mean it. She's like the 17-year-old, right? Remember when you're teenage kids when they keep telling you you're not listening to them? You're hearing every word they say. It's just ridiculous. And you tell them that, and they get mad at you. See, it's not a matter that you're not hearing them. You are hearing exactly what they're saying. You're not buying into it, and you're letting them know that, so therefore you're not listening to them. That person was paid $12,700 by the university. And that's easily found. It's in the documents. Brown, who's a black female, was paid $7,500 to participate in the same event. So they paid... They paid her 70% less than what D'Angelo was paid. Isn't that great? The two-day event on October 27-28 was intended to explore a convergence of contemporary issues from racial equity and social justice to disparities in health care and white privilege. I love this stuff. Can you tell? I mean, it's so crazy. And they don't see it. They're talking about inequity of black people. How they get paid less, they get less services, people care less about them, and what do? They pay the black female less money than they pay the white speaker. Oh, God. I just love it. The event featured two keynote speakers, both of whom focus on sociology and the impact of race and race relations. Wow, that must have been great. My first question would have been, so how do you feel about getting paid less than her at an equity event? Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution, right? You don't want to be part of the problem. I always say that, and I mean it. And you know as well as I do, the way you become part of the solution is to get informed. Really what it boils down to. Get informed, get your information, don't get it all from one place. I've been bit by that before, and I'm going to get bit by it again. But, you know, get your information, back it up in other places, make sure you got it together before you got tweeting out all this garbage. And then they show us as nut jobs, too, just like the people we're trying to beat. I don't mean physically beat, you know what I mean? Now, I wonder how long this doctor's going to last. We have a doctor that spoke out against what was going on. All right? More and more doctors are coming forward. They're speaking about the problems that we're having in the medical world and how this doesn't make sense. Take a listen. As I say, as I always say, get informed.
My name is Dr. K.
tapper. I'm in private practice in Omaha, Nebraska. I don't wear a mask. I see over 200 patients a week. I come in close proximity with every patient that I come across. Why haven't I contracted this so-called disease? Americans make up 5% of the world population, but yet we take in 65 to 70% of the world's pharmaceutical drugs.
Listen carefully. I know some of you glaze over when you start getting these numbers, but listen carefully. Because he's giving you numbers that are real, numbers that are true, and they don't make sense.
We are one of two countries that allows pharmaceutical advertisements on the television. But yet, 80% of Americans are suffering with a chronic disease associated with poor lifestyle choices. 700,000 people will die of heart disease this year alone.
Doctor, please bring yourself in order.
600,000 people will die of cancer. 300,000 people will die of obesity this year. When is enough enough? If this is truly about health, then mandate healthy living, exercise, good food choices, chiropractic, outlaw tobacco and cigarettes, processed sugars. I believe it was Thomas Jefferson who stated, if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in a sorry state as those souls who live under tyranny. You see, God made your body self-healing, self-regulating. If you give the body what it needs, it can be healthy. It is like a wilted plant that sits under the sun. An allopathic model to that is to shield the sun, to protect that plant against the sun, cut off its leaves, medicate or vaccinate that plant. But an epigenetic approach, a wellness approach, is to give that plant water, and it can be well. You see, your body is no different. We must eat well, move well, think well, and we can be well. In other words, your level of health is the genetic expression of your lifestyle choices. And I know full well that your body's ability to heal itself, to overcome disease and circumstances like corona, is far greater than anyone has ever permitted you to believe. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. That is now. These masks have absolutely nothing to do with health, but everything to do with the complying with a false flag, tyrannical agenda. If we sacrifice our precious freedoms for temporary security, we will lose both. If you can't comprehend that statement, if you are blind to this agenda, then I am sorry. You have the eyesight of an eagle, but the vision of a clam.
I like that line. I may steal it from him. But he's right. You've heard... You've heard many doctors talk about nutrition. We don't talk about nutrition. We have one of the most obese countries on the planet. You know, my big joke with climate change has been going on forever, right? We've been hearing since the late 60s. We were going to lose two-thirds of the planet to starvation. We wouldn't be able to grow enough food to feed our people. Yet, among the top three biggest money makers in this country, or maybe in the world, I don't know, but I don't look up for the country. It's diet plans, diet pills, diet plans, diet processes. Why would we need a diet pill if we're starving to death? If two-thirds of us have been wiped out by famine? They were wrong again. And, you know, Dr. Joel Wallach always talks about 90 for life, the 90 essential vitamins and nutrients and what have you, that we don't get anymore. Those foods you get in the supermarket, you know, you get all excited because you go in there and you got vegetables and you go, oh, wow, we're going to have fresh vegetables. Let me tell you what. We have a garden. We had a garden in the past that really produced peas, cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, lettuce. Whole different taste. A whole different feel. You know why? We don't radiate any of our stuff. We didn't pick it when it was green and let it become red. There were nutrients in there we needed. And Wallach is right when he says, when you go to the supermarket, there ain't nothing there for you. It looks pretty. Look at lately when you go to the supermarket, the bananas are all green, bright green. You know what that tells you? They were picked before they were ready. and then we listen to government with the pills and the drugs and the injections and everything, and we don't allow the body to fix. The body can repair itself very easily if it's in the right, if you give it the right nutrients it needs. Many, you know, years ago they used to tell you, you'll never, once you got on diabetes, that was it, it was over. Your diabetes, your insulin, your medication, that's it. Not true. It is extremely not true. And now we're seeing, you know, many people have written books on, but I personally know people who are on diabetes injections, and you know how they got off of them? Really simple. They got off them simply by changing their diet. All right? It ain't hard. They got off them by changing their diet. You know what that means? They put food in their body that would allow their system to repair itself. God bless. And that's what we've lost. You know, when I have Matt Bellos on from Liberty HealthShare, it's one of the things we talk about on a regular basis. You cannot... When you're under an insurance policy and you go see the doctor under that policy, the doctor can't tell you, gee, Joe, you know what? You know, you don't need these pills if you just do this. Think about that. You don't need pill A, B, and C if you would just eat these foods. Stay away from the sweets. Do this. Do that. Matter of fact, I have gained a lot of the weight back. But years ago, when the doctor said my blood pressure was too high, and he was ready to write me a prescription, and again, I'm just giving you my own personal stuff here. When he was ready to write me a prescription, because my brothers and my dad were on high blood pressure medication, I said, no. What do I need to do? And he just looked at me and said, look, off the record, on the record, whatever. Tell me what I need to do. Other than, you know, stop putting my hand in my mouth, put food on it. And I did. I changed some of my eating habits. All right, I did the stupid stuff, like I parked the car at the other end of the parking lot.
To be a poll worker, when did you...
Yeah, don't want to do that one. But you see what I'm saying? So I made some changes in my lifestyle on purpose. And you know what happened? My blood pressure went down. I lost a little weight. My blood pressure went down. The weight kept going down. And it was a big deal. As well as it should be. You should feel good about yourself when you lose weight. But we don't do that anymore. We show up at the doctor, and because you're on an insurance policy, he has to prescribe a method by which they approve of. It's okay by them. That's simple. So you need to take control of your body. You need to decide what works for you. Agreed? Come on, I want you, look at it, selfish. I want you around longer because, you know, I need listeners. We can't have you dying off. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website. You know, get involved in the conversation. Check out the stories. If you feel so led, if you would, you know, throw a few bucks. Hit the donation button. Throw a few bucks at us. These social media sources have killed a lot of small commentators. So you want to help out. You want to be part of the solution. You want to help. We all want you to help out. That way we don't have to look to the government for help. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Look, guys, read what's on the website. Do your homework. Don't just post stuff because you saw other people post it or you believe it to be true or you think it comes from a great source. Do a little homework so we can nail them instead of getting nailed by them. What do you think? God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Really, seriously, be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Don't get anybody's face. People are wigged out right now. And, you know, don't forget, you'll be with family soon. Wink, wink. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.